This week on Indian Times, Professor Blue Clark has been preparing most of his adult academic life for the formidable task of updating Muriel Wright's 1951 work, A Guide to the Indian Tribes of Oklahoma. For years, people turned to this book for answers, but time has changed the realities of many tribes, and Clark, being a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation, knew that.
The University Press asked me to revise and update and make more contemporary the early 1950s volume by Muriel Wright, which was the foundational guide. And many things, as we know, have changed in Indian country in the intervening half century. And I especially want the general reader to know that American Indians did not disappear with the dinosaurs. They are still here. They are an intimate part of the history and contemporary culture of the state of Oklahoma and the whole United States, Canada, and North and South America and Central America as well. There are lots of historic and prehistoric connections. I wear two hats, one as an American Indian and one as an educator and sometimes scholar, and I enjoy reading. I always have. And I read a lot of things. And if you leave this office and leave any mail on your desk, I would read it. I just like to read.
So you were probably the kid reading the back of the cereal box.
Anything and everything. And from that, stacks and stacks of trivial facts and knowledge accumulated. And I thought that the general reader ought to know that there is a long prehistory and even history of many of the tribal peoples, if not all. And it is both in the oral tradition, which I have tried to pay honor to, and also in the written academic archaeology, anthropology, sociology literature as well, and tried to make linguistic connections back to basic roots for tribes so that the general reader, without knowing the dates and the Middle Ages and all of the small details or these specific sites, appreciates the fact that Native peoples have been here a very long time, and then bring it up to contemporary times to talk about activities, culture, economics, politics, etc. And I continue to do wide reading.
You really did bring it up to date, I mean, right to where the casinos are.
Mm-hmm.
And websites, which I thought was great.
And I hope that if people have more specific questions about a tribe, that they go to those websites and read the history, background, governance, or whatever it is that they're specifically interested in. And if they're interested in doing business with a tribe, go directly to the tribe and say, hey, let's meet, let's talk, and do business.
Now, how long did it take you to update this book?
I've been teaching about American Indians for many years, and I would say, even though I was out of state at universities and colleges all through the nation over many academic years, I've always had an interest, of course, in Oklahoma Indians being one, and where they came from, and what they're doing. And family members are members of various tribes, and they would keep me informed. And I began about 40 years ago keeping files. Historians, archaeologists and anthropologists have amounts of files, like a tribal official. And those files grew. And then I decided at some point it was time to write it down and put it into a manageable form. And I had talked for a long time, many years, maybe 20 years, with the late Howard Meredith, who taught Native American Studies at University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma in Chickasha. And he and I talked about revising the Muriel Wright's guide and producing a more up-date, contemporary version of it. And then, unfortunately, he died of cancer. And I thought, gee, if it's going to be done, I've got to sit down and lick the end of my lead pencil with a sheet of paper and start in. So I did. And I did an experiment, took one file out of my files, boxes, and wrote it out in longhand and then timed myself. It took about a week, working regularly, of course. This was at night. And I thought, this might actually work. So I kept at it.
How important do you think it is that they asked you as a Native person to do this? Because so many books are written about Native Americans by non-Natives.
Mm-hmm. And I've read many of them and taught many of them and like many of them as well. I hope I have put into it some nativeness and some native insights and some native structure and some regard for ceremonies, rituals, which I do not discuss, but mention that the practices survive and are maintained, if not expanding among tribal population. I hope that somebody appreciates the fact that there is some Indianness in it.
That was Dr. Blue Clark, a member of the Muscogee Creek Nation and author of Indian Tribes of Oklahoma, a guide, recently released by the University of Oklahoma Press in paperback. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.